All right, good afternoon, good morning, good evening, wherever you are. We are into chapter 7. Now, we spoke about implementation of a marketing plan. We spoke about how to create a marketing plan. We spoke about few tools, RACI. We spoke about SWOT analysis. We spoke about SMART goals. We spoke about KPIs. We spoke about why marketing. We spoke about what is marketing in healthcare. Now, let us focus on digital marketing in this healthcare. Now, why it does matter today? India's digital health market is projected to grow rapidly from $12 billion in 2023 to $53 billion in 2030. That's almost more than 400% jump in the span of 7 years. In India, the smartphone usage and the low-cost data acceleration has created a digital-first behavior across urban and rural areas. I mean, now the segregation is less, and the digital first behavior is coming up because of the UPI. On the same ground, the digital expectations have also, you know, gone up. The teleconsultants, the WhatsApp reminders, the online booking, the mobile reports, mostly from a patient perspective, is they are beginning their healthcare journey with online searching symptoms, reading reviews and comparing doctors. Hence, the need for all these things has become quite pragmatic in today's day, why the digital matters today. Now, if you look at everywhere, I mean, whether you go to a station, whether it's a snacks vendor, whether it's a auto, whether it's a IRCTC app, whether you go to a mall, whether you're booking a ticket, wherever you go, it's digital. Hence, healthcare also is going digital. Now, if you look at the Indian digital health market starting from 2018 to 2030, we are looking somewhat around almost $11.96 million to almost 52. That's almost five times the entire size of the market is growing. Similarly, your job expectation is also going up. Now, digital plus offline is a stronger impact. We all know that. I mean, we are not saying that offline would be replaced by digital. No, it's not going to happen. It will work together. Maybe based on the patient demographic, psychography and their behavior, the usage of digital and offline will vary. For example, in very, very internal rural areas, offline might work still better than a digital one. And in very urban areas, digital might become the primary choice. So it's all about choice. But it's not that the digital is there to replace offline. When I say offline, it is health camp, it is TV ads, print ads, you know, when by done by this, digital channels reinforces brand recall, creates through traditional media, and integrated strategies ensure patients receive consistent messaging across all touch points. See, healthcare market is a market which has a strong baseline of urban, semi-urban, rural, and deep rural pockets. I mean, this is the four major classifications that we can look into. Urban will have a different set of demography. Semi-urban will have a different set of demography. Rural will have a different set of demography. And a deep rural pocket will have a different rural demography. If you think from a digital marketing point of view, you have to balance the strict ethical and the privacy rules. Patients value trust and accuracy and credibility, and no exaggerated claims or misuse of data. Digital support patient acquisition, SEO, Google Ads, education, blogs, videos, and retention, emails, and app reminders. Maybe those days are not far away when in the deep rural pockets we'll have a smartphone penetration and we can use the local language for all those blogs and videos that we can use up. Still, the question remains whether the digital marketing would be bigger but it is essential because the targeted market is higher up. Indian global markets are rapidly adopting digital health tools, telehealth and AI-driven engagement. Providers that invest in strong digital presence stand out in a competitive market. SEO and local SEO. So, if I use something called as a patient-friendly keywords like dentist in Bandra to match real scenarios. Now, that's a local SEO. But if I say dentist in Mumbai, that's a bigger one. That's not a local, that's a bigger one. So you have to keep your Google business profile updated with our service and photos. You have to ensure website loads fast, mobile friendly, and it's secure with HTTPS. publish simple content that answers common patient questions, encourage genuine patient reviews to improve trust and Google Maps ranking. Now, paid advertising, that is Google and social. You have to use Google Ads to reach patients actively, Facebook, Instagram to ads to build awareness, narrow targeting by location, age, and health interest, links add to specific landing pages, not the home page, track cost per lead, shift budget to the best performing ads. Share helpful post, use CTS like DM to book, click to schedule, respond to comments and DMs to increase engagement, post content in English plus legal languages for wider reach, use platform wisely, Instagram for reels, YouTube for long videos, WhatsApp for updates, share helpful post, reels and doctor tips to build trust. I mean, you can do it in that way also. For example, I remember Dr. Pathology Lab, if you do a blood test from them, not only they send you the report, but they also send you kind of a user-friendly understanding what your blood report entails. So, for example, you are a pre-diabetic, so please take care of your food and low intent in all the starch-related items. If you're high on cholesterol, then this is what you need to do. You can schedule a checkup with us, or we can recommend doctors for you. So, you know, these are all these social media execution tips that happens. Content and email marketing. You have to create FAQs, explainer videos, patient stories with consent, obviously. You have to share the seasonal health guides to stay relevant year around. You have to send reminders for checkups and follow-up visits, automated welcome emails, doctor introductions and care tips. Offer content in local languages for better patient connection. User experience and mobile marketing are something which is happening very fast. You know, today we are at 5G network connection and you're watching web series while you're traveling in a train. Sometimes it might have a network trouble, but other than that, you're still visible. So you can use that as, you know, your websites to have a mobile first browsing. There should be simple navigation because when you have a mobile browsing opportunity, your screen size is less. So the best way of simple navigation, short forms, large buttons will help you navigate through it, and the lead generation is also possible. Provide mobile friendly booking, chat and report access, use SMS WhatsApp to reminder, and load times and broken links quickly. SEO drives long term organic visibility. So it's a long term, it's not a short term. Paid ads provide instant reach and quick bookings, it's short term. Social media builds daily trust and engagement. Content and emails strengthen relationships and retention. Mobile experience ensures smooth access and easy booking. Again, traffic only matters if visitors actually take action. CRO improves the percentage of users who book, inquire, or sign up. User experience ensures every step feels smooth, clear, and trustworthy. Small improvements can dramatically increase appointment conversions. In healthcare, decisions are emotional. Good design reduces confusion and fear. Designing landing pages that converts into leads. Use a clear heading. Expert OrthoCare in Andheri. Book appointment now. Click on this link for faster recovery plan. Or click on this link to get a diet chart. You know, use real photos of doctors and facilities to build trust. You know, show easy contact option, phone, WhatsApp and short form. But ensure that the team who is on the other side of the phone or the WhatsApp and the short form or email, they also do a quick response. Use heat maps and A/B testing. So heat maps reveals where visitors click, scroll or drop off. And you will come to know which button they have clicked more. Move key CTAs above the fold if they get low attention. A/B test headlines, button text colors, small ordering, small wording or placement changes can raise conversion significantly. Use tools like Hotjar, Clarity or Crazy Egg for insights. Now, small wording. Amazon, on the initial days when the website, they were having severe problem of people not buying. They were viewing the pages and they were not going to the, the exit option or the buying option. So they thought of a lot of things. They created colors, they created small button text. One button that they created is add to cart. Initially, there was a button, I mean, I don't see that website anymore. If you select some product, you used to have one button, proceed to buy. So they changed that proceed to buy to add to cart. And then you have a disclaimer. You can add to it cart. Does it mean you're buying the product? You can later add or reject or modify orders onto the final buy. What is happening is the moment you click add cart, add to cart, add to cart, add to cart, add to cart, and then you have a small button in the mobile where it shows the cart and with the number of products that you have, the quantities of the product. When you click on that, it shows the entire product list, and there you have options for various payments, EMIs. So initially, when the crowd was not getting diverted to the buy button, they changed the buy button to add to cart, and from there buy. It increases their sales. Button text, colors, small wording, placement changes can raise conversion significantly. You have to build a trust through design. Show doctor profiles with photos, qualification, and experience. So for example, Dr. A. B. Bhatnagar, 75 surgeries till date, clinical trial approved, whatever the way you can add genuine testimonials or short videos with consent, or display accreditation batches like NABH or ISO. NABH is for the hospital accreditation, ISO is the systems. Include media attention on awards for credibility. A lot of hospitals put in like these things that we are now. Some hospitals are also displaying good places to work, which is not even linked to a patient. So that's for the employees, but still they're trying to portray it. And any kind of award from the hospitals, any kind of award from NABH or the trusted hospital, or this is 80% patients have trusted over a period of 5 years. That's what they say. There's a total number of footfall of so many, all those things. You know, you should trust elements that should appear before the user scrolls too far. If your page is scrolling too much, the user has already lost what was there in the top. So it should not scroll much. So the landing page is actually the killer page, that what people believe in the social media. Chatbots and easy booking. So there can be a chatbot to answer common questions instantly. One of the hospitals, I don't recall which one in India, they have a small chatbot. So the moment you're there, it pops up. Hey, can I help you? So if I write, you know, I'm looking for a blood test for my organization's joining. They say, okay, please fill in your details, your name, your email address, your age, your height, and everything. And once you do all these things, it says, you know, these are your tests and I will guide you to further. These are the payments. If you book it right now, we can check the blood. These are your options. If you want to do a blood test for diabetic, then you have to fast. You know, these all things are common things which makes it very clearer for a tech-savvy people. Provide clear directions and clinical details to reduce drop-offs. Enable WhatsApp for quick booking and confirmations. Ensure the site loads first under 3 seconds. So under 3 seconds is the fastest. You cannot wait for more than 3 seconds. The customer is gone or the patient is gone. The CRO and the user experience quick action checklist. So strong headline is one clear CTA above the fold, real images, trust patches, simple benefit focus text, doctor credentials, heat map insights, A/B tests to find the pages, chatbots, WhatsApp booking, and mobile first performances. Telehealth marketing trends. It's our mainstream standard care option. Telehealth initially was looking at a, you know, luxury item, but now it's a necessity. The highlights of benefits of this is no travel, shorter wait time, safer access, top specialists. And it's geo-targeted ads to reach tier 2, tier 3, and furthermore to the rural patients. Integrate telehealth into the full care pathway. Telehealth is now limited. So today, Proctor Practo drives conversations by linking Google Ads directly to booking. If you go to Practo, you'll see Google Ad. You know, want to do a check, it will take you to a pathological lab. You want to do this check, it will take you to a clinical trial, whatever you're looking for. So telehealth is becoming a huge marketing trend these days. Consumerization of healthcare. Patients expect convenience similar to retail or hospitality, because if they've gone to a hotel or a restaurant, they want the similar convenience. They don't think hospitals or healthcare are different than retail or hospitality or service industry. You have to promote speed, same day or next day appointments, no beyond that. Show clear pricing, packages, payment options to build trust, automate confirmations to WhatsApp. I still remember when one of my friends booked a blood test to Dr. Lal or any other pathological lab, an immediate WhatsApp came into that your blood has been collected by so and so name, and it has been submitted for introspection. Once it's done, your report will be sent to this WhatsApp within the next 24 to 48 hours. Wow. Cloudline highlights no waiting lines with real on-time slots. As I said, they have a calendar. You can choose the calendar with the timelines. If I want to say Dr. A, and the timelines are Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays, with 3 to 5 with the timelines, I can click on that and click on the timeline. I'm not too sure whether that is added to your Outlook or not. That's still a question. It's still a speculation. But I've seen there are people in the corporate world, once that is done, to send that link to their emails so that they have blocked their calendar. So that, you know, even they're in the corporate world, they know this is my time and there will be a reminder for it. So, you know. Social proof, ask patients to review through simple WhatsApp SMS links, send your feedback through WhatsApp link or SMS links, response to all reviews, positive or negative, share patient stories only with written consent. Example, Manipal maintains active review responses and updated profiles. One of the few hospitals to do it. Respect opsin under DPDPA 2023, avoid over-personalized health details, segment content based on interest, example, antenatal tips, use safe personalization, that is first name emails, ethical and compliant. Full funnel healthcare marketing. Once again, the old thing, the awareness, the consideration, the conversion, the retention. Blogs, reels, webinars, comparison guides, Q&A sessions, offer simple booking flows, reminders, loyalty programs, first night follow-up content, example, ortho center moves patients from awareness ad to webinar to consult to yearly checkups. So if you look at this, ortho center is moving patients from an awareness campaign through an ad to a webinar. It's an online thing. From online, they give a link to consult whether you have a problem or not, or whether you're 40. For example, if you go through a Facebook reel, and if you're scrolling, and in the Facebook reel, if you're having anything, if they give you, are you experienced of 0 to 1, 2 to 3, you can put in there, are you above 40, please click on this link. If you're below 40, still have a problem, click on this link, and they are moving it to a lead generation for a yearly checkups. The regulations and AI in healthcare marketing. The regulatory trends, DPDPA 2023 requires explicit content for health data use. So DPDPA 23 gives you an anecdote to understand that you have to have an explicit content with the written. Written is the best form so that you can use the health data. Share only anonymized data with ad platforms. Testimonials require signed consent with usage details. You cannot do an unsigned consent with usage details. No, that's a regulation. AI innovations, AI chatbots, I've already said, they are answering queries, booking appointments instantly. Predictive analytics are forecasting no-shows and help target reminders. Smart ad tools are shifting budgets to best performing creatives. Example, Apollo's AI chatbot suggests doctors and clarifies insurance. I told you, it was Apollo. It clearly, I mean, the moment you put in, they give you and tell, is the doctors available with this is what there, and they also clarifies the insurance. Do you have insurance? If you have, what are the collections, the insurance number? So once you walk into that hospital, everything is taken care of. Just go for that experience. That's what they're targeting. And even AI is getting into it. Now, why measurement matters? You know, the biggest thing is it turns digital marketing from guesswork to predictable growth engine. That's the first thing. So it's not a guesswork. Helps track real patient impact, not just clicks. See, one of the biggest advantage of marketing in healthcare is healthcare will give you a live data with impact. There is no exaggerated ones. Because it is regulated, because it is legalized, and because there are clinical approvals for it, so the data that you get are real-time data, a real patient impact. It's not exaggerated. There are no clicks about it. It ensures campaign support, trust, compliance, and ROI. Probably one of the few industries where ROI is achievable. How difficult, how impossible, the question would be always being raised. But ROI is possible. You can showcase with the number of leads, with the patient experience, with the NPS score. Other industries fights very hard to get that. Here the data is easily approachable. Whether we will do it or not through a calculation or a time-based theory is the question. It is also essential for optimizing the spend and understanding what truly drives appointments. It is very important in India, where many conversions happen via phone and WhatsApp. So that's also a measurement that can help you to track the ROI. The key metrics in the digital channel is SEO and local SEO, maps visibility, click to call, Google Ads, social media, organic reach, engagement rate, follower growth, social ads, ROAS, CPA, and lead form completion. The key metrics by digital channel: email open rate, CTR, unsubscribe rate, appointment conversions, mobile app installs, daily active users, notification CTR, website bounce rate, time on page, and form completion. See, these, that's what I said, the metrics are very clear out here. For a retail sector, I might get a typical open rate on, or I can typically get a hit ratio, but I'll never come to know the conversion ratio. The moment there is an appointment, it's a conversion. Whatever the track record is, whatever the expenses I've done, that's a different story. But because there is one appointment, that's a conversion for me. So if today my website has gone with 100 users and I have done, let's say, 10 appointments, so my conversion ratio is 10%. That is how easily you will get the numbers. However, the backend is much more tougher. Mobile app, go out with the awareness campaign that, you know, today Apple ad is coming like this way, that you can check your heart rate, or your sugar, or your instant blood pressure using this tools. If you go to settings, they are also doing that. So that can be another way of doing it. And again, on website, the bounce rate, the time on page form completion, all gives you key metrics by the digital channel. Now, if you go by this table, again, the entire thing is jotted down in the table. So SEO, local SEO, the Google ad, PPC, then the social media, then the social ads, then the email marketing, the mobile app and website, and landing page. It's good to have a one-page document with you. You can use this in your future references, projects, your career, whatever you are doing it. And it gives you the exact healthcare context example. So for example, when you're saying ACO or a local ACO, it says tracking the best cardiologist near me. Keyword ranking for a clinic. That can be a keyword. Or best oncologist in the PIN number. That can be a tracking mechanism. Or if I'm looking at mobile app, appointment bookings via hospital mobile app, or by Practo, email marketing, you know, re-engagement email campaign for inactive diabetes patients. So people who have been inactive for a long period of time, they're not come for a re-checkup, or they might have gone for another hospital for a re-checkup, they didn't come back to you. You can re-engage with those people out there. The social ads, you know, leads from a Facebook ad campaign for dental implants. So the context is very, very clear. Now, what you have to do is, using this, whenever you go for a job or an interview, and if they ask you any questions, these are the guides that can help you create a marketing plan, implement a marketing plan. What will you do? How will you do? Who are, you know, responsible for this? Again, the RACI, the responsible, the accountable, the consulted, and the informed. You know, all this put together gives you the better advantage among the others. Again, the channel versus matrix. So SEO and local SEO, take a snap, it's for organizing traffic. Google ad is for CPA and CTR. Social media is for CPA, CTR, and engagement rate. Social ads is for CTR and engagement rate. Mobile app is engagement and conversion. Website landing page is conversion. So SEO and a local SEO is not for a conversion one. So if I'm looking to get more conversions, I might get into mobile app or website landing page. I might not use any other things. If I have to go on a high engagement rate, I can use social media, I can use social ad or a mobile app or a landing page. If I have to go for an organic traffic for a longer period of time, I might use search engine optimization or a local search engine optimization. Okay, then the Google ads. So this is a kind of a matrix that will give you which one you want to use and where. Now, tools for measurement. So GA4 is a tool that tracks user journey from awareness to booking. How much they are aware, how much they are done. Google Search Console monitors SEO clicks, ranking, and issues. The number of clicks, how do they rank, and the issues. The Meta Ads Manager measures Facebook and Instagram ad performances. I mean, it gives you an entire detail of what you do. Hotjar, Microsoft Clarity, looks for heat maps, recordings for booking pages. WhatsApp Business Analytics, tracks chats, replies, and booking behaviors. So these are the tools. So for example, if I go back to the previous one and try to tell you, so website landing page gives me the conversion rate. Now let us come to this page. WhatsApp Business Analytics, what they do? They track chats, replies, and booking behavior. And because they track the chats and replies and their booking behavior, that leads to conversion. Google Search Console gives you the monitoring, the SEO clicks. Now, if we go back, what is SEO required for my organic traffic? My people are hitting the website. So I can monitor the how many clicks are there. What are the ranks of those clicks? Now, if you want to quickly go back to social ads for engagement, right? Meta Ads Manager measures Facebook and Instagram ad performances. So this is how you can use the tools and the metrics for all of your usage. Some digital KPIs, CPA, cost to acquire one patient, key for budget decisions. CTR shows how relevant your ads content are. ROAS, revenue earned per rupee spent on ads. And engagement rate is indicates patient interest in post and reels. Now, if again we go back, so CPA is cost to acquire one patient. If I have to use this, for CPA, it's a Google ad. For CPA, it's a social media. For CTR, it's Google, social media, and social ad. If we go again, what is a CTR? Shows how relevant your ad's content are. The more number of clicks, that is ROAS, revenue earned on per rupee spent on ads. So R is revenue, O is on, AS is advertisements. That is how they are built up, and the engagement rate. Conversion rate measures booking, signups, and phone completion against the WhatsApp NPS. It's a long-term patient satisfaction and referrals. And the note to tag regional language engagement separately to avoid under reporting. Now, these are your digital KPIs. If I go back again, the CPA, the CTR, the ROAS, the engagement rate, the conversion rate, the NPS, and note, these are your digital KPIs. You can use all these things to monitor how good are your digital tool is going on of the key performance indicators. Once again, a complete matrix or a complete table about it, the KPI, the meaning of it, and why it matters in healthcare. Again, take a snap of this. Cost per acquisition, CTR is click-through rate. ROAS is return on ad spend, then engagement rate, conversion rate, and net promoter score. So what is CPA? CPA is nothing but it's an average cost to acquire a patient. Where does it help? Optimizing budget allocation. Click-through rate, the CTR, is the percentage of people clicking on an ad or a link. What it matters? Because it indicates ad relevance and targeting accuracy. ROAS, it's a revenue generation per rupee spent on ads. It measures campaign profitability. Engagement rate, percentage of audience interacting with content, signals how well educated our promotional content resonates. Conversion rate, percent of visitors taking the desired action, track success of appointment, bookings, and signups. NPS, likelihood of patients recommending services. It's a long-term trust and satisfaction metric. Important. Dashboards, what to track. Use Looker Studio to unify GA4, Google Ads, and Meta Ads data. Top section, key KPIs by channel, CPA, CTR, conversions, traffic sources. Middle section, trend line showing month-on-month changes in CPA, CTR leads. And bottom section is best performing ads, keywords, and landing pages. Also include call tracking plus WhatsApp data since many patients convert via phone instead of online forms. Attributing models, what drives result? First click attribution credits the first interaction. It is useful for awareness and early journey campaigns. Last click attribution credits the final action before booking. Ideal for tracking direct appointments. It's a multi-touch attribution, says credit across all interactions, waste for long or complex decision cycles like IVF, oncology, and surgeries. And use blended attribution in India to include offline conversions like calls, WhatsApp chats, and front desk bookings all together. No over promising, responsible storytelling, and fight misinformation. If somebody has given a misinformation, please fight about it through various channels, not exaggerating, not targeting, but fight it on a review. So you have to review your content medically, periodically. You have to monitor comments periodically. You have to avoid share unverified treatments or myth again periodically. Avoid exaggerating claims like 100% cure or guaranteed results. Use medically accurate, clinically approved language. And share real patient stories with consent without implying universal outcomes. Just because one patient has been cured doesn't mean everybody coming with the same disease will be cured. No. Platform compliance, follow rules from Meta, Google and YouTube. Many require certification for healthcare ads and ban harmful claims. Please, that's a regulatory body. You cannot have anything. Adhere to Indian regulations. ACI and MCI guidelines forbid misleading claims, fear-based messaging or deceptive testimonials. I mean, explicit consent under DPDP Act 2023. Collector use health data only with clear patient permission. Minimal data. Gather only essential patient details. You don't have to check what is his status, Facebook, his flat. No, we are only sharing healthcare to restrict ourselves to them, and you cannot share without authorization. Honest feedback, invite real reviews, respond politely, avoid fake or rewarded testimonials. Ad restrictions, respect the Drug and Magic Remedies Act, that is the DMRA, which is the Drugs and Magic Remedies Act, which fully bans some treatment ads. They have a pure norm. Global safeguards, use HIPAA, which is HIPAA, level protection for international campaigns, and follow strict internal compliance checks. So if you are doing anything which is domestically for ad restrictions, you have to go through the RDMA, that is DMRA, that is Drugs and Magic Remedies Act. And if you have to go at a global level, then you have to use HIPAA for protection and for international campaigns, and have to follow strict compliance checks. Thank you. See you in the next.